Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Planets, The Definitive Visual Guide to Our Solar System by Robert Dinwiddie is an illustrated astronomy reference published by DK for readers who want a clear, clear, visually driven survey of the solar system. Rather than presenting planetary science as a dense technical textbook, it uses photographs, diagrams, maps, cutaway illustrations, and concise explanatory text to organize current knowledge about the sun, planets, moons, dwarf planets, asteroids, comets, and other bodies. Its purpose is both informational and interpretive. It helps readers identify what they are seeing in spacecraft imagery and understand why features such as craters, rings, volcanoes, atmospheres, polar caps, and ice worlds matter scientifically. The book fits DK's established visual guide format, combining accessible prose with image-led design. It is especially useful for general readers, older children, homeschoolers, and classroom users who need a reliable overview of planetary characteristics without requiring advanced mathematics or specialist training. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, spacecraft imagery as the book's central method of explanation. A defining feature of the planets is its reliance on visual evidence for modern space exploration. The book uses photographs and modeled imagery associated with agencies such as NASA and the European Space Agency to make planetary environments tangible. This matters because many solar system objects cannot be understood well through verbal description alone. A cratered lunar surface, the banded atmosphere of Jupiter, the rings of Saturn, or the reddish terrain of Mars communicates scale, texture, and geological history more immediately when seen. The visual approach also trains readers to treat images as scientific records rather than decorative illustrations. A photograph of a crater field suggests impact history. A cloud pattern indicates atmospheric motion. A false color image can reveal composition or temperature differences by pairing images with short explanations. The book encourages a basic form of scientific reading: observe the feature, identify the process that produced it, and compare it with similar features elsewhere. This is why the volume works well as an introductory reference. It does not merely show attractive space pictures. It uses them to organize evidence about planetary surfaces, atmospheres, rings, and moons in a way that non-specialists can follow. Secondly, comparing planets through structure, atmosphere, and surface conditions, the book presents the planets not as isolated facts to memorize, but as members of related groups with meaningful differences. The inner rocky planets can be compared through their surfaces, cores, atmospheres, and histories of volcanism, cratering, erosion, and tectonic activity. Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars show how distance from the Sun, atmospheric composition, size, and internal heat shape planetary outcomes. The outer giants invite a different comparison, emphasizing massive atmospheres, ring systems, magnetic fields, and numerous moons rather than solid surfaces visible from space. This comparative structure is important because it reveals why Earth is not simply another planet with water, but the result of many interacting conditions. Venus demonstrates the consequences of a dense heat-trapping atmosphere. Mars shows the traces of a colder and thinner atmospheric past, and the gas and ice giants illustrate how planetary formation produced worlds very unlike the rocky inner system. The book makes these contrasts accessible through diagrams, sidebars, and visual scales. Readers gain more than a list of planet facts. They learn to ask why planets differ and what those differences reveal about formation, climate, and long-term change. Thirdly, moons, rings, dwarf planets, and small bodies expand the meaning of the solar system. A strong aspect of the planets is that it does not reduce the solar system to the 8 major planets. It also gives attention to moons, rings, dwarf planets, asteroids, comets, and other smaller bodies, which are essential to a modern understanding of planetary science. Moons are especially important because they often preserve processes as complex as those found on planets. Some are heavily cratered records of early bombardment, some show volcanic or icy activity, and others help define ring structures or gravitational interactions. Rings are not treated merely as ornaments around giant planets. They are systems of particles shaped by gravity, collisions, and nearby moons. Dwarf planets and small bodies also matter because they occupy regions such as the asteroid belt and outer solar system, where leftover material from planetary formation remains available for study. By including these bodies, the book reflects a contemporary view in which the solar system is a dynamic collection of related objects rather than a simple sequence of planets. This approach helps readers understand why discoveries about moons, comets, and Kuiper belt objects can alter interpretations of planetary origins and evolution. Fourthly, scale. Distance and orbital context as tools for understanding space, the book addresses one of the hardest concepts in introductory astronomy, the immense scale of the solar system. Visual guides are particularly useful here because raw numbers for distance, diameter, orbital period, and mass are difficult to imagine without comparison. By using diagrams, relative sizes, charts, and spatial layouts, the planets helps readers connect measurement with meaning. The difference between a rocky planet and a gas giant becomes clearer when seen beside scaled illustrations. The separation between the inner and outer solar system becomes more understandable when orbital diagrams show the wide spacing beyond Mars. This spatial context also clarifies why exploration is difficult. A spacecraft journey to Mars, Jupiter, or the outer planets is not simply a matter of pointing toward a visible object. It requires orbital mechanics, timing, energy, and long travel durations. Scale also explains why small objects such as asteroids and comets can still have scientific importance despite their modest size. They occupy paths and regions that reveal how the solar system is structured. By making size and distance visible, the book gives readers a practical framework for interpreting planetary facts that otherwise remain abstract. Lastly, accessible reference design with clear strengths and natural limits, The Planet stands out as a reference because of its balance between factual coverage and approachable design. DK's format supports quick consultation. A reader can open to a planet, moon, or class of object and find visual material, short explanations, and essential context without reading a long, continuous argument. This makes the book useful in educational settings, especially for upper elementary, middle school, and general family learning, as noted by many curriculum and homeschool resources that recommend it for solar system units. Its strength lies in orientation. It helps readers recognize major objects, understand visible features, and build a coherent mental map of planetary science. The same design also creates its main limitation. Readers seeking advanced mathematics, detailed mission engineering, professional-level geochemistry, or exhaustive coverage of recent research will need more specialized books or current scientific sources. Planetary science changes as missions return new data, so any printed guide is also partly a snapshot of knowledge at publication. Even so, its clarity, image quality, and breadth make it a strong foundation. It is best understood as a visual gateway into the subject rather than a final technical authority. In conclusion, The Planets is best suited to readers who want a visually rich and reliable introduction to the solar system, older children with a serious interest in space, parents and homeschoolers building an astronomy unit, teachers needing classroom reference material, and adults who prefer accessible science explained through images and diagrams. Its practical benefit is orientation. It helps readers identify planets and moons, compare atmospheres and surfaces, understand rings and craters, and connect spacecraft imagery with scientific interpretation. Its intellectual benefit is comparative thinking. Readers come away better able to see the solar system as an interconnected set of bodies shaped by gravity, impact history, internal heat, atmosphere, ice, rock, and solar distance. Compared with many children's space books, it offers broader scope and more sophisticated visuals. Compared with academic planetary science texts, it is far easier to navigate and requires no technical background. Its strongest distinction is the DK visual reference model: high-quality imagery, concise explanations, structured layouts, and broad coverage in one volume. It may not satisfy specialists who need deep technical analysis or the latest mission updates, but it succeeds as an inviting and information-dense guide that makes planetary science visible, organized, and memorable. If you would like to support Robert Dinwiddie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.